Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Venice Film Festival 75th edition. I'm with Luca Guadagnino, Tilda Swinton, Dakota Johnson, director and protagonist of Suspiria. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Luca, first of all, the sound design is amazing. So how did you work on that? Because it's simply perfect to create the atmosphere.
Well, it's been so laborious process. We started 1 month before shooting by having Thom Yorke starting to feed us with his incredible compositions. We went through a 2 years process of fine-tuning all the little details with an incredible team of sound editors, sound designers, sound mixers. But I would say that the achievement lies in the hands of my formidable editor, Walter Fasano, and Thom Yorke, of course.
I have to agree, totally. Tilda, I read in a press note that you've been talking with Luca about doing Suspiria 25 years. He's been talking. So did you shape it together, like, work it?
We've known each other for nearly 25 years. And as long as I've known Luca, he's talked about Suspiria and the way in which not just the filmmaker, but also the film fan in him was maybe born in a particular way by seeing this film. So I don't know, I wouldn't know how to describe our conversations over 25 years, but put it this way, sometimes in life you have a North Star that you are aiming for, and then you actually get there, and we did it. We've actually made Suspiria. It's an extraordinary moment.
Dakota, it feels like you did an incredible job, but very intense and challenging on your body especially, so how did you structure it with Luca? How did you work on it? What were the instructions?
What were the instructions?
Yeah, on working with your body especially, because it felt to me that it was very challenging and intense.
There was a lot of physical preparation prior to filming. But before that, there was Luca introduced me to the work of Mary Wigman and Martha Graham and Pina Bausch and films that are huge references for our film, like The Red Shoes, and I listened to a lot of Nina Simone. I listened to a lot of different music from the era to try and get this like mashup of dance moves that Susie would have. Coming from a Mennonite family, I don't think that she would be very specifically involved in one style. And then the preparation was started about 6 months prior to filming, and just working on my body and learning how to move as a dancer and walk as a dancer, but someone who's not been professionally trained but has talent and has an energy. And then prior to filming, like the month leading up to it, we worked with Damien and the other dancers in the film who coached us, me and Mia, and were incredible. They were such amazing champions and teachers and friends. And then while we were filming, there were some rehearsals that would continue on to kind of fine tune things. And
I remember you discovered the body.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I discovered that my shoulders are sort of double jointed. And it looks crazy. And I think because of the amount of work that I'd been doing on my body, the muscles were moving in a different way. And there's a glimpse of it, I think.
Yeah, more than one.
Oh, right, in the open again. But yes, we discovered that I am not human.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tilda Swinton, Luca Guadagnino, Dakota Johnson. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.